This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going from Chi-Ami to Sky-Ami, and boy, does it get lit. It looks like Lily brought the tequilas, and she may have had one too many because she keeps jumping ship, and we don't know what's about to happen, but the review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Lord.
Want the chips with the dip.
Chips with the dip.
What's up, everybody? We are your Black Crew Chicago AfterBuzz Review Panel. I hope you guys are in great spirits. We are.
Hey! Woo!
Yes, we are. You know, that's how it goes down when we get together for Black Ink Crew Chicago. We don't have any tequilas, but you know, we have each other. What's up, ladies?
Hi.
I am your girl, Carmen, and I'm here with my lovely co-host. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, guys. I'm Kiki Boom Boom.
What it is, what it does, it's Drew Jones.
What's up, guys? I'm Elle Marie.
And we are here to talk about Black Ink Crew Chicago. Meg. So the folks are still in Miami. How y'all feeling about where the show is right now? How y'all feel about today's episode?
I'm interested to see where it goes because Lanisha and I saw Charmaine this weekend at the BET Awards. And her energy, she just seemed very like upbeat and happy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, after tonight's episode, I'm like, I'm wondering like...
What happened? Completely?
Is she done? Because she was with the, you know, Chicago's little radio station. She's out here looking good. So I was like, she might be done.
Was also hanging out with the... But, you know, they're all friends, so she's probably not even there. I think they were just all there as a family, but... This episode was interesting. I like seeing them in different places other than Chicago and being in crazy-ass Miami and crazy-ass Sky and all those other people pulling up. So it was a very interesting episode.
Now, we left off with Ryan. You know, everybody's in Miami to team build and also to support Four. This is his first show since his breakdown, is it?
Yeah.
And so that's an awesome reason to come together and kind of put your differences aside and decide how you can grow as a crew. Ryan let off a little steam last week, and that's kind of where we pick up this week. It looks like the morning after.
Yeah.
And we find Lily and Charmaine conversing. These two have decided to put aside their beef. How do you guys feel about the direction? When you saw that, what was your gut instinct?
I didn't think it was done because it wasn't so much that Charmaine... I don't think Charmaine necessarily forgives Lily because Lily hasn't taken ownership of what she did. I think Charmaine was just, like, exasperated by the situation. It was like, because I love this family, I'm gonna, like, just keep it pushing. But Lily's very, like, you're gonna forgive me because I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gonna and, like, move on.
Charmaine is actually growing. You know what I mean? Where Lily is kind of, she's just straddling the fence. She's staying in the same spot. So, but for Charmaine, like you said, I think it was just more of so of, like, I'm just kind of tired of this. Because even with the, while they were talking, and Lily was like, well, we've both done things. And it's like, the stem of the main issue that you guys are having right now, you know what I'm saying, is Charmaine's issue with you in the N-word, and it it should just be dead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like saying the fact that you can't just take that in and move past it and you've got to point a finger back, to me, that's a problem.
Yeah. It's crazy because at first I was like, all right, I'm glad that she's at least stepping up, but I know with Lily, you can't really trust her too much. But then I was like, are you even being genuine or are you just trying to edge your way back into this shop and you know that you got to hit Charmaine first because she's the person that you have the most problems with. So now I'm looking at it like, you're not even being genuine. It's like, I think she wants to be genuine, but because she's such an asshole and I don't even want to say it. And it's not, that doesn't mean you're a bad person, because we all can be assholes. I just think in that moment, instead of her just wanting to one up and grow up, she's like, you know, I'm just going to be the petty person. And it's like, no, sis, like, grow up. Because 2 weeks ago, she was laughing in their face because they couldn't get the spot. And now you're talking to Charmaine.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Lily looks for places and excuses where she can just be accepted for who she is. Who's going to coddle Lily? Who's going to accept Lily for who she is? And, you know,
not call her out.
Yeah, her main thing should definitely be growth. Because the only reason why she's running back now is because she found out that Ryan is really running shipping and is strict and is.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
You know, it's not her cup of tea. But like you just said, it was funny to you last week. Now that you don't like it, you're jumping back ship. And just to for her to expect for Charmaine and them to be like, yeah, girl, it's cool. Like, at this point, I'm really, really confused with the storyline. It's just inconsistent. Like, how are we supposed to logically accept that they would want to work with Lily now that after she intentionally tried to disrupt the mood in the shop?
Yeah,
I think it's filmed, rub them in their face.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the filming was a little off too. Because I think the part where she's like rubbing in their face, I feel like when they went to Miami, it was probably filmed after that. It's just weird, and I hate that they do this whole thing. Like, Lily is very talented, and that's why I want her to succeed because she's so dope. But I hate that they're just on this like, she's talented, so we gotta let her slide. No, there's so many dope artists in Chicago that you can pull in. Lily's great, and she's great for the show, but I just feel like I hate that whole like.
But I just feel like when it comes to Lily and Charmaine, why is it that I just don't understand why they're choosing to put their loyalty in Lily and not Charmaine and just not address the fact that Lily is the problem, has been the problem, and you shouldn't allow it to force anyone out of their original family, their original circle.
You don't know why?
I mean, I got an idea, but I'll be political and say...
Go for it. That's what we hear.
I think I'll be on the surface first. I think it's because to them... Charmaine, this is not for me. I think to them, Charmaine doesn't have anything to offer because Lily used to joke and say that too, where Lily is a dope tattoo artist. But again, like I said, like there's so many other tattoo artists. I think that's the surface of why they
Ryan play. Got him all working at the new NYMEG. Don't worry.
I think it's also very easy in a situation like that, because I won't be political for a second. I think it's very easy in a situation like that to have the black girl be the angry black girl and have the little black girl, the Latina or whatever, be like the victim in every situation. And like, there's always so much room for everyone but black women to grow. Like, everyone gets an opportunity but black women to grow. And Charmaine literally has been sitting here for over a season trying to make the best of a situation where she's clearly not being appreciated and she's clearly being demonized.
I mean, Charmaine has obviously outgrown the situation, though, if you ask me. Like,
no, she for sure has, but I think, like, it's really disappointing. And again, like, I don't think it's an intentional thing on their behalf. I don't think they're intentionally like, oh, we're going to pity Lily and do this with Charmaine. I think it's just like a subconscious thing that we see happen a lot, but with like a lot of different situations where the black girl's considered to be angry for no when she's completely valid in her feelings and is expressing them in a calm and fashionable way. But I just think like I don't know. I just think it's disappointing because you, in the long run, you're not doing Lily a favor either.
Are you guys surprised about too, we don't look? We don't appear to be that feminine to people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's like you don't want to come right, like you are and coddle us because we're not feminine.
Charmaine, right? But it's just like Lily is playing this like I'm damaged and distressed. I just want to be accepted. So does every black woman in America that's fighting to be in a position that she never been in before. So it's like respect. First of all, have respect for the surroundings that you're in. Stop disrespecting people that you need. That's just so utterly disrespectful. Like, the minute you beef with your crew, and I'm not, as much as it pains me, because I know there's a difference between Ryan, real Ryan, and Ryan, the TV Ryan.
Yeah.
But that's the same beef I have with Ryan, because I just don't, it's like, I know these are, I don't understand why he's disowning him. It feels like a disownership, and that's why I side with Charmaine. It feels like a disownership in the friendship part. Like, okay, Nah, Meg was a mess because y'all were like young 20-year-olds opening a business together, and y'all were partying and drinking and having fun. But now why? Because you want to run your business a certain way. Can't you have that same rapport? But obviously, we know it's a show. We see Ryan and Charmaine today kicking it. They have big things building. I'm sure he knows people are going to be saying this about him.
Right. Yeah.
You know, hence the PR that's happening now. You know, and I get it, but...
I think it's upsetting for me because to see Ryan sit back and say... Like, when Lily walked in, he's like, you know, I don't have anything to say about the Charmaine and Lily situation, and they the ones who didn't want to team bomb. But it's like, fam, like, you, they look at you as the leader, and it's okay for you to say, like, yo, Lily, you are ridiculous. Like, you're doing way too much. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, like, I don't have anything to say about the whole Lily and Charmaine thing.
And you can tell how drained Charmaine is. She's just like...
Because it reminds me of, like, my mom used to get mad because she'd always say me and my sister were daddy's girls because we would go and do stuff and my dad wouldn't, like, reprimand us about stuff. But then when we were with our mom, she would. And so we would just run over to our dad and be like, but dad. And, like, that's kind of what Lily does. It's like, she kind of runs over, Brian, like, I didn't do anything. And I think what also pisses me off is, like, Lily tried to play the whole victim van, was like, you know, kind of taking advantage of me and did this, yada, 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 like, last season. And who was one of the first people to stand up for Van and have his back? Charmaine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that ticks me off.
How do we feel about Van's reaction to this? And his, like, welcoming. Like, when I saw Lily and Van in the go-kart together, I was like, what did they edit out that we didn't see? Because something's not making sense, because when did this happen?
That's what bothers me, though, is because when Lily was starting stuff with Jen and everything last season and trying to break up Van's home and all this stuff, and Van was like, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. Charmaine didn't ask any questions. She was like, I'm gonna back you up. I got you. And so the fact that, like, Charmaine has a very valid reason for not liking Lily, and you're still kicking it up with Lily, is, like, corny and weird to me. And I don't care if it's a TV show, because if we were on the TV show together, I don't care how much money it is. I'm not going to make y'all look stupid.
Yeah. It's like nobody has Charmaine's back right now.
Yeah.
Nobody has
But Neek does.
But her man does.
Yeah. And we'll get into that. I want to talk about Neek and Neek having his woman's back when we get back from this lovely message from the network.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? We want to thank you guys so much for watching the show with us, for tuning in, for tweeting with us, for sending us messages, for blowing up my DMs asking me why I don't like Rachel. I didn't say that. But for real, we really do appreciate you guys constantly rocking with us and being the fifth person on this panel. But we need your all's help. We want you guys to go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel and all of our other channels. Lanisha and I were just at the BET Awards. Yes, you guys can check all of that out on the red carpet page if you want to, because we interviewed some fun people.
Check those out.
We also have a bunch of other channels you guys can check out. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. So make sure to give us 5 stars and let us know what you think of this season. But for now, you guys, thank you so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Getting back into this episode.
A mess.
A damn mess.
Moving on to the love situations. Rachel was back in Ryan's life.
Excuse me.
How do we feel? Ain't no such thing as back. Yeah, we already established it's there. Do we see a rekindleship happening?
This is why I get stressed out when I meet guys who have baby mamas.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to believe it so bad, but
there's a few unicorns that do live out there who are not connected to the baby mother, which is kids. But then the majority of them still are in love with their baby mother And the big, I think if it was to ever happen, it would be on her terms.
Exactly.
It would be, because as a Sagittarius woman, girl, where it's one of those things where, you know, they've been together since high school, so they've been through the shit up and down. They both did wrong. And I think she's probably in this situation was like, if I want with you, it's going to be on my terms.
Yeah.
You're going to sit on the sidelines.
She's like, if I want him back, I'll have him back.
Which I can't. Which, listen, all respect, I cannot.
You
I
can't
respect
be
the,
mad at that.
I respect
the queen.
Right.
And he will probably run back to her.
Right back.
Because he's, and I think they still have love for each other.
Yeah. Of course.
I think that he would like a relationship back, but I do think maybe this time apart is, you know, and I like that they're vacationing. No, there ain't no kids there, but.
I will say, I really, I think Rachel's grown a lot, and I think being a businesswoman and stuff has kind of taught her a lot, because she could very easily have blown up multiple situations, and she kind of just sat back and didn't, and, like, when he asked for her advice, then she gave it, but she, like, didn't force it, like, because we've seen that before from her.
Yeah, she used to pop off.
Yeah.
So maybe not really on other people, but just, with her and Ryan having conversations.
Like, good for her.
Speaking of popping off,
Jesus.
Here we go. Charmaine.
No.
Well, it all happens at the same place, right? Charmaine. We're at Four Show. This is where we are. We're at Four Show.
I love Four.
We are supporting Four because Four had a breakdown last year. It was tough for him last season. And now he's back on stage fighting through the mud like we all do and pushing through and back on stage, you know, so congratulations to Four for doing this thing. The crew is there to support him. And he has a special guest, honey.
Jesus.
Skyammy! Skyammy is in the building!
I love her. I don't care.
You don't care? You don't care?
I love Sky, but I'm like Ryan, where Ryan's like, Jesus Christ.
Yes, so much.
When she walked in, she's like a tornado where you don't know if she's going to hit your town or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel Ryan too, because Ryan's like, okay, like everything is going good, but when Sky comes around, it does get a little intense.
Yeah.
I enjoy it because she's hilarious, but I'm like, sis, Jet was literally,
like, calm down.
He was literally, all he did was make a face because she was talking about them and she was like, that's why I got all on that side. So he was like, who are you? And it literally was just a roller coaster of emotions, and then it came.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Came back and she was like, oh, I'm sorry.
That was the funniest.
First of all,
ever.
I love
she loses like, it on Jet.
Man.
Which I was like, I don't feel like he's the right person to be losing it on. Like, he's got that quiet stress
person.
That I feel like, why are you doing that to him?
Sis.
But my favorite part was when she was like, oh, he didn't say that?
Right, so
I was
she
going through a really
he...
depressed time. Ryan was like, it was two seconds ago.
It was
like,
6 minutes ago.
She's like, I'm so sorry.
Scott, everyone has a drunk auntie who, like, never shows up to family functions, but randomly last minute decides to come to Christmas and ruins the family.
Everything.
That is Scott.
She's like the Tasmanian devil.
Poor Jay, he's getting hit with a bottle, like, at the butt.
He's like,
he stayed calm, though. Shout out to Jeff for being a grown man.
Right.
Ryan laughing it off, like, that's like being mad at winter, which is hilarious. Mad at me going in winter, hilarious. Meanwhile, on the other side of the club, Lily is fighting a demon, dancing on her shoulder, honey.
Lily is a demon.
The devil is tap dancing, the devil is Millie rocking, the devil is everything on Lily's shoulder. Meanwhile, Charmaine and Nika minding their business, having a conversation, noticing that Lily is like seething and wanting to start drama and trying to avoid it, and Lily is just like, nope, I'm going over there. I smell it. It's ripe for me to pop off and start some shit, and that's exactly what she does.
I just feel like if you felt like Neek was talking all this shit about you on Instagram, like you said, why address it there? When you pulled Charmaine aside that first time, you could have said, listen, you and your man, we all had this beef. Yeah. Let's just dead it right there. Why wait till you get around an environment around two different shows, two different crews y'all are drinking to approach Neek? And all he was doing was saying that
you're
he was calling you out. Yeah. You're racist. But don't do it there. Be a woman about it and be like, yo, Charmaine, let's put this in the past. Let Neek know. Like, let's just dead it. So I didn't appreciate that. And they were having their own conversation. And I feel like she's like, I don't want a man to get involved. It's not that he's getting involved. I feel like as her partner, she was just saying, this is the update. Mm-hmm. And it's not that she's going to listen to what Neek says. He can give his opinion and then she can say, but you know what, babe? I do want to rock with her, but that's her choice.
But even if, and he didn't get involved with Lily, he didn't go check Lily, he didn't go say anything to Lily, you know what I mean? He's there to support his woman, and that's that. They have a partnership, like you said, like that's what he's supposed to do. So fall back, Lily, don't be mad, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't have that. Sit down and chill, you know what I mean? You had no business going over there, approaching him, checking him
with another man, though.
Like, with another man, like you're taking him for backup. He doesn't even know the situation, he knows nobody in it, so you're dragging somebody else into the nonsense. Like, that's just crazy and disrespectful.
And I also, not to be the feminist, but I also don't like the whole gender role thing where it's like, oh, this is female business. Like, no, you openly kept using the N-word after you were told multiple times not to. Neek, as a black man, has every right to be like, stop saying it. Like, he had every, like, whether it had anything to do with Charmaine or not, you keep casually saying it after people have told you it's offensive and to stop. And Neek has every right to say something, and it's not female business just then, because, like, you're a woman, because you have no problem.
It's ethical business.
You have no problem getting into everyone else's business when you feel like
it. And it's not really all that casual, because we really only hear from Lily when she is upset.
Right.
We don't hear it in jest or like, oh, my, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. It's how she uses
when you're
it.
Upset. So that's negative. So, yeah, you really need to stop doing it, because you're using it as a negative insult. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only when you're upset do we hear it from the show. However you live your life outside the show, we don't know. We only know what we see. And what we see is when you're upset.
Yeah.
Well,
just a mess.
We started off with them. I was surprised. Like, oh, wow, look at these two putting their drama aside. You know, Lily, I don't know what Lily had, but we know what it was. She was operating out of necessity. She needed a job. Mm-hmm. So she was being nice, kissing everybody's ass. And the minute that she loses her uncle, the weird thing is that she wakes up the next morning and completely accepts responsibility, but it's just almost like, all right, like the boy who cried wolf one too many times, or it's just like, this is why we never believe you, we never trust your character, we never think that you change, we never think that you're not going to be a trouble starter. I have no energy left to be surprised that you're acting like this. I'm not about to be like, oh my god, did y'all hear Lily? And no, Lily, okay, so Lily does the Lily. And that's just what it is at this point.
Yeah, to keep acting up and apologizing, that's not change.
But she didn't
changes,
apologize.
You gotta stop. Well, not apologize, but acknowledging what you did. Feeling like, I guess she feels like, well, if I acknowledge it later, like, that's me growing, that's me changing. Because she always wants to say, I'm changing, I'm trying to do better.
Not when you purposely,
but where's the proof of you trying to do
and
better?
Not when you purposely attack him that night because you said, well, I'm being in my petty bag, so I'm about to go over this. When you purposely admit that, look, I did this on purpose, and the next morning, like, oh, I'm growing because I acknowledge it. You ain't saying this to me. Call it Charmaine that night. You didn't say, you know what, Neek, that's my bad. You waited the next day to tell the camera.
That's the other thing, is like, I can acknowledge all day long if I do something petty to like she doesn't acknowledge that she's wrong to the right people. She's acknowledging to the camera by and they herself made a good, in an interview.
Dom made a good point where he was like, she'll be like, like, she'll mention, like, I know you be talking mad shit, but, you know, I just want to put it aside so we can...
She tries
like, she
to
doesn't
fault
acknowledge.
You first. And I just get aggravated with the situation because for the longest time it was, oh, Lily's young. Lily and I are the same age. And I just feel like... it's like watching... I feel like I'm watching a 21-year-old, and it's like, no, sis, we're in our late 20s now. You're like, you need to chill.
You gotta grow up. And you're a great tattoo artist. You should be starting your own business like everybody else on that show is growing. So for you to get this check to be the petty one that's always fighting, like, when are you gonna grow up? Because now you're talking about you want to hang with the cartel crew. They ain't gonna want you tattoo, baby. Ain't gonna want you in that really nice shop, because that's a popping shop in Miami.
Because if you notice, Tattoo Baby down show is not about tattooing.
It's not.
So she's not playing with
her
money.
And you don't even know that she tattoos until she says, I'm a tattoo artist. It's about the cartel. They're not gonna mess with
They're
you.
They're not gonna play with her in that ridiculousness either.
Because even Los, old fine ass, was like, you know, hopefully this tattoo reminds you to, like, chill the hell out, because
she's doing the most.
She's doing the most. But it is upsetting to see that no one was able to be like, yo, Charmaine, we do love you, and if you feel like you gotta leave, cool. But Lily, you're toxic, and what you did was wrong.
Call her out on her shit. Like, and another thing with Lily is, like, you want to talk about all these rules. You don't like rules. Like you said, start your own.
Exactly.
Stop going to everyone else looking for a handout, but then talking about you can't be controlled.
If I was
Charmaine, like rules, start your own stuff.
I would just feel so crazy if I was Charmaine. I feel so bad for Charmaine, because I wish some new girl would come up in my crew and have my crew be like, sorry, but she ain't going nowhere. I couldn't imagine that. Like, I'm so, like, where is the loyalty in 9 Mag right now? Is it to the dollar?
But I feel like it speaks so much to Charmaine. Like, it's a crappy situation that I feel for Charmaine, but I just also at the same time want to point out, like, how much Charmaine's grown and, like, what a strong woman and businesswoman that she's become since we've seen her at the beginning of this. And, like, it was sad. It was really sad to watch the flashbacks. But also, it was kind of like, damn, she's really come so far. Yeah. And for her to,
I feel like she's living her best life.
Yeah,
now.
For her to, like, no, this isn't good for my spirit, and I need, and, like, I'm in such a good place, and I need to continue being in this good place. Like, I was like, damn, that's really powerful, because a lot of us don't know when to call it.
I feel like Ryan knew she was done too. I feel like when she said she was done, I feel like Ryan's look on her face was like,
she's done.
I think she's done.
Because, like, if you, like you said, like, if you remember Charmaine from, like, season one, she's come a long way. And that's why I said Lily can talk all that shit she wants on social media, but Charmaine is on the radio. She's doing press. She's living her best
life. She's got her own app.
She is engaged.
But she's always, like, been the one to acknowledge her own faults. And that's what this whole story is about. Like, acknowledging where you mess up and seeing the faults in yourself and growing beyond it. And that's just Lily's roadblock.
And change behavior.
And change behavior.
You cannot keep doing the same thing and just acknowledging it or apologizing. You've got to actually change.
But that's why 5-10 years from now, we're going to know Charmaine's name as the businesswoman that she wants us to see.
Right.
And Lily, if she keeps continuing on this, is just going to be that one washed up reality star that, you know, kept
tattoos.
Because Charmaine could have rocked her tonight. Yeah. Like, if someone was...
But that's not even Charmaine's spirit. That's not even how she gets down.
But she had every right to. And, like, what, you're not going to check my man like this. You're the one in the wrong. You're not going to get in his face. Like, that was a lot of restraint and growth Charmaine showed. Yeah.
And I'm proud of Charmaine to walk into that room with people that you love and your boys and to tell them, like, I for the second night to be like, I can't do this. My spirit's not in it. I love y'all, but if this is where you want to go, I'm out. And that's big for someone to do that. And it was heartbreaking to kind of see them all like, it's just not her. It's her time. And it's like, okay.
That was really disappointing, because, like, this girl, like, as much as they want to rag on what she has or hasn't done, she was part of the foundation, the Nine Mag, whether you want to take it or not. And it's just it's sad.
Yeah, and the foundation of Black Ink. Like, you know what I mean? Getting this show to a point where, like, people are tuning in. Like,
Charmaine.
Because Charmaine, you know what I mean? She brought the entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
also, Charmaine ain't gone, though.
No.
She's
not, like...
Just on this episode,
But it's from the show, but I think she's going to pull it deserves some acknowledgement at the shop.
And like I said, at the end of the day, these people are friends in real life. And, I imagine it does hurt to know people who are going to let you... look some type of way on TV, whether there's a paycheck or not. Like, friendship aside or whatever, like, or paycheck aside.
I don't even think it made Charmaine look bad.
It didn't, but it's
I think it made them look really, really weird.
It made them look bad, but it's just the point of, like...
Because she just came in roasting, like 2 weeks ago, like, he ain't even want y'all around. And, like, first of all, you begged for your job back, sis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just to have that type of energy, where is the logical thinking in letting this person back in your crew?
There's
the money, it has to be to the dollar. They need an artist that bad.
It's not the matter of, like, it making her look bad. It's just like, damn, y'all really don't, like, it just looks like y'all don't really rock with me like I thought you rocked with me, and y'all gonna hang, like, leave me out here to dry on national TV. That's where it looks corny.
Especially Van. She, like, again, Lily had a vendetta, had one. I don't know what's going
Lily
on.
Lily actively tried to ruin that man's life. Yeah. And Charmaine had his back the entire time. And for Van, like, Lily must have turned Van out or something because he's acting real dumb.
No, Ryan turned him out. And that's all. And I don't mean it in a sexual way. I mean, he's trying to be on Ryan's best side because they dapped up on the last episode and he knows that for some reason Ryan has Lily up his ass, and I think he looks at it like, well, if I can be on this man's side and we can be friends again, I'm going to take his little weird ass friend and put my friend to the side, which is bogus to me, instead of him saying, like, yo, homegirl was wrong. That's what I think for him, though it's not right. I think he looks at it like, shit, like, our shop is a hot mess.
Yeah.
Let's get this girl in, though she's horrible and toxic, so Ryan can see that I'm doing good. Like, so dad can see that.
Let me make it work and show that I can be the bigger person.
Though Charmaine was the main person, like, we gotta get the shop together. Yeah. We gotta clean. Like, what are we doing? I think he's gonna be on, after that little dinner, him and Ryan pounded, I could see him like, oh, Lily.
Yeah. Because I have faith that, like, I have faith that Ryan and Charmaine can legitimately take, like, the business of this show in real life and separate it. I don't have the same faith in other people on the show.
Yeah, no.
Van being one of them.
Well, Ryan doesn't have total faith in Van because he does make Dawn co-manager, and it's looking like Dawn is going to fit the bill. How y'all feel about that?
He should. Like, Dawn needs a responsibility Dawn's a very responsible dude.
Very level-headed this season.
He deserves it. So I'm happy that they're cold.
I think he can keep everything going together. Like, when Skye was asking Ryan, like, she was using the Christmas tree reference. Like, what are you? Are you a star on the top of the tree? And here comes Dawn, like, well, I'm the outlet. And I'm like, you better go, Dawn. Like, aww, he keeps the energy flowing.
I love Dawn.
He keeps everything moving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it is a good thing to see him in that position. Yeah. I think he will kind of, he'll be the one to bring, like, the original Nine Mag, like, the old grounded. Nine Mag, I should call it the old Nine Mag back together.
I agree.
With some order.
Yeah, he seems to be rather grounded, so that's something to look forward to. All right, well, I guess it's a very good time to go into our special segment tonight called Doing the Most, where we get to talk about who.
Who was doing the most? This is my song.
Is this, what is this?
Icebox where my heart used to be. I got that. You were not good with all my
Sorry for those who listen to not watch this. There's a memories. Okay. Doing the most.
She's gonna be watching like it's us.
Y'all got doing the most.
We're doing the most right now.
Right. Ooh, y'all can vote for us in the chat.
I vote for.
Are we doing the most good or like Jackass doing the most?
To me, to mine's Jackass.
Whatever
today.
You feel.
Because you could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Lily, man. That's my gut, man.
I'm gonna go with Lily.
I'm gonna go with Lily. I mean,
I think we gave her a break last week.
Yeah.
So.
I can't go with Skye because Skye is telling me the devil. Skye has the normal seed.
That's what Skye
does. Being mad at winter for snowing.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. That's just Skye.
I mean, it's starting to be Lily too, though.
No.
See, like Skye.
It's different. It's different.
It's like being mad at Lily. I'm like numb at that point. I'm like, so this week, y'all, Lily shows us both sides of her personality again.
But see, New York will call Skye out, and they fight.
Yeah, and they fight.
And Caesar will be like, you gotta go. Like,
Skye gets reprimanded.
Yeah. She's just crazy and will do whatever she wants to do.
Lily does not.
Never gets held accountable
That's
for
one thing about New York. New York will actually call Skye and be like, you're doing the most.
And people will fight her.
I was gonna say, do we not remember when Caesar fired Skye?
Yes. He fired his sister.
Which is why she's in Miami.
Living her best life. So I'm going with Lily for doing the most.
Lily did the most.
I'm gonna go with Lily, but also, I'm doing the most in a positive way with Charmaine, because I don't know if I would, if someone was putting their hands on my man's face, I don't know if I would have had the strength not to mollywop somebody.
She had a lot of strength.
You gonna put
that
root on
her. Both of them, Charmaine from
Louisiana. Listen, he's Haitian. Nope. You gotta be careful.
That's a powerful.
That's a power cup.
That's how they both so long. Right, baby.
You gonna wake up all your hair just be on your pillow.
We got this.
He's like, don't even worry about it. Sac passé, don't worry about it.
Wake up, your toenail's gone.
No, we're kidding.
Psych.
Yeah, mine's for Lily too though.
Yeah, Lily doing the most.
Well, do we have any news and gossip?
Yeah.
Why you say it like that?
News and gossip.
Well, kids, last week because I wasn't here, a few weeks before, I said that Black Ink Compton is coming to a TV near you, but it looks like it's getting closer, and we got some people who will be on the show. So Black Ink Compton will be on TV July 30th, and the spinoff will follow Danny K.P. Kilpatrick, who is the baby father of Kyla Pratt. Which is crazy because Kyla Pratt still looks like a little girl to me, and she's 32 years old.
And with two kids. Like,
yes. So we're going to follow him. So it says, Black and Crew Compton will highlight I Am Compton, the first ever tattoo shot in Compton. KP, who's the actress Kyla Pratt's boyfriend, is a celebrity tattoo artist. He's bringing on some people like someone named Lemire, Nessie, Ink Drippin', Boodle Doll, Tim, and Barbie. So make sure you guys check that out. That will be on TV July 30th, and everybody looks interesting, and it is going to be in Compton. So that's going to be a good old time.
It's a 2-hour premiere.
That's a good question. I don't know if it's 2 hours, but, okay. July 30th. I don't know what day that falls off. It's Tuesday or Wednesday.
We can't talk crazy about them because they blow.
We up the street. Also, our girls over here, they attended the BET Awards, and some of our Black Ink family was there. Like Ryan was here, Van, Charmaine. The girls got the chance to speak with Charmaine, so that was pretty cool. So make sure you guys check out their interview. And today, Ryan and Charmaine went to New York City, and they had an interview where they were doing some business advice. So I'm interested to see why they were advice. And Charmaine and Ryan are always together, so that's why I know they're like in good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do business together, which I love. And Charmaine got the chance to interview Ryan for his birthday on WGCI. I think I'm saying that right.
So nice.
It's good to see them all working together. But the crew was all here in L.A. Junior was even here in L.A.
I know.
Which was very interesting. And then Kat popped in a little bit here and there. So
they don't love us no more, though.
They don't.
They're too big. They're too famous
Hollywood.
For us.
Hollywood.
Stuff from us to Charmaine. I love
Yes, Charmaine. Yes.
Charmaine's so rock with us.
Charmaine wants to come and be a part of the panel. Charmaine's like, I want to do a panel. Like, she don't want to interview. So we're going to get Charmaine up here with us, panel style.
So we love the crew. So we will still be watching to see what they're doing. But make sure you guys check out Black Ink Compton.
All right. All right. Well, I'm ready for that. We'll gear up. Give me some bulletproof. Give me some armor to walk around LA as we walk into this new season of Black Ink Compton, honey.
I ain't scared.
Psych.
Compton,
yes.
A man.
Maybe since they're in LA, we'll get a lot of them in the studio. That's a really good thing. So I can't wait to see what they're stirring up in good old West LA. South Central.
Damn.
All right, y'all. Moving into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, that's different. Okay. Hello.
Who are you?
I predict... Well, the thing about reality TV, which sucks, is because we see everything on social media. So if you will follow any of them on social media, we see that they are going to go to Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach. So I do predict that it's going to be Ryan or Dawn is going to be like, hey, guys, let's go on a trip. Let's get Charmaine back. And that's when we're going to see where Neek proposes. But I would love to see when Nikki pops up and how she pops up. Because if you see on social media, her and Jen pop up on that trip. And so does homegirl. What's her name?
Sophia.
The body was with four. I don't know why, but... So I'm interested to see when that's going to happen. I feel like it's going to be a lot of drama.
I think Neek is going to want to know that he's going to want to pop the question and he's going to need their help. That's what I think is going to happen. And so he's going to ask them and they're going to want to be there for that.
I can see that.
And so it's a reason for all of them to come back together again.
I'd like to see it.
That's what I think.
Same. I imagine Lily is not going to get in trouble for anything.
Right. Lily will be running the shop.
I will hope that Lily's not there for that.
From social media purposes, I don't remember seeing her there, but I got to go back and double check in Myrtle Beach because they were all together.
That would be really disrespectful of VH1.
Yeah, I don't remember her being there when they were there, but you never know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They brought Nikki back, so. Yeah.
We just gonna see Lily back at NYMEG and causing ruckus and nobody doing anything. That's my prediction.
Because what else is there? Okay, Van maybe takes a turn for the. I don't know. I don't know, but I guess we just have to wait until next week to find out, you guys. If you guys have any clue to what's going to happen next, we'd love to see your feedback in the comment section. And until next week, I am your girl, Karma, and you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
I am Kiki Boom Boom, and you can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom. If you guys like reality TV, me and Howard do a show on Black Hollywood Live called Back to Reality, and it's all reality. And on Sundays, I do Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV. And check me out on Sundays for Southern Charm New Orleans and Long Live the King.
Yes,
Michael Jackson, King, the one and only.
Bye.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.